Corporate Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on Mortal Life, fire is burning. Burnout getting the best of you. We're going to help you find the rest and solutions you need. 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, our show is titled Fire, as we talk about burnout. Is burnout getting the best of you? What is burnout anyway? We're going to talk about a lot of that. But we're specifically asking you if a challenge in your life or relationships is causing you to feel worn down or burned out. Maybe you're feeling burned out as a parent and your kids are wearing you out. Maybe you feel burned out in your marriage and you're tired of dealing with the same problems over and over. Maybe you're feeling burned out dealing with your extended family or your work or even your spiritual life. Burnout, as we'll unpack throughout this hour, is effort minus meaning. When you are working really hard, but it seems pointless, meaningless, or purposeless, you are susceptible for burnout. And that's what we're talking about today. How can you make sure that the effort you're making to address that thing in your life that's making you feel worn down is actually productive? Let us help you find the solutions that will bring joy and meaning back into every part of your life. The number to call, 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Well, I think that, you know, addressing the fact that that's the definition of burnout is important. But I think for most of us, especially on a Monday, when we start to or have been experiencing burnout, we don't really put the significant words to it. We just feel like, ugh. You know, and if you're feeling, ugh, when you have to deal with that person, that situation, that day, that state in your life at the moment, then call us today so we can help you connect with God's grace, because there is no part of God's grace and God's love and God's mercy for you that wants you dwelling in a state of feeling or burned out, powerless, miserable, lack of energy, lack of joy,
yeah.
Or just settling.
You know,
one
of the tricky things about burnout, and one of the things that maybe distinguishes it from, say, depression, is that a lot of people who are burned out, you know, aren't necessarily miserable. They're just settling. They're just kind of going through the motions. You wake up in the morning, you point yourself at your day, you do the things, and then you collapse at night. And you know, that's a pretty good sign that you might be burned out if you feel that way. Because it's not the same thing as depression, where there's necessarily some, you know, real discontent, real misery, sadness,
and
all
often
of that.
A chemical imbalance that comes with that because of all the thoughts and stuff you're going through.
Now, burnout over time can lead to depression.
It can, which is why we need to address it today, right?
Right, but a lot of people who are burned out, it's kind of, you just feel like you're going through it. You know, it's like it's another day, same thing. You know, the ugh that Lisa was talking about, right? So we want to help you address those challenges in your life or relationships that make you feel that feeling of being burned out. Let us help you find the solutions that will enable you to bring joy and meaning back into your life and let your efforts produce the results that you're hoping for. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
I think it's important to realize, and as we begin to talk more about this today with the theology of the body lens that we always take here on More to Life, that one of the things that can often make us feel like we're burning out is when we start to feel more like a machine, as you were saying, Greg, going through those, these are my daily routines, this is what I do, this is just because you point me in that direction and that's the way I have to go because this is my life, instead of a person, instead of somebody who is thriving and creative and having good relationships and having a good relationship with God and yourself. And that can often just make us feel so, ugh. So if you're starting to feel that way, or you're fighting that on a Monday, or you're saying, well, I'm okay today, but I really don't want to go there, and I see where that might be happening, we're here for you today on More to Life.
877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Talking about burnout today. And of course, every day on More to Life, we look at what St. John Paul's theology of the body can teach us about the topic we're discussing on a given day. His whole system of the theology of the body speaks to what it means to be a Christian person in the modern world and how we can experience God speaking to us through all of creation, especially our bodies.
And today it really reminds us of the difference between work and toil. You know, before the fall, the work that Adam and Eve did to tend the garden was joyful and it was fulfilling. It had purpose and it had meaning. And their efforts literally produced good fruit. Now, after the fall, because sin knocked the entire world out of order, work became toil. The earth fought back against their efforts to cultivate it. Their work felt like a struggle. They lost sight of the purpose of their efforts. Work became something that divided them instead of making them feel united for a common purpose. This is the basis of burnout, when our efforts seem meaningless, especially when it comes to our relationships.
That's right. And reclaiming joy in the face of burnout really means reconnecting with the meaning and purpose behind what we're doing and approaching our work and relationships in a way that enables us to feel more connected to God, to the people around us, and to our own best selves. You know, often it takes a conscious effort to step back from what we're doing in a sort of rote way and intentionally remind ourselves why we're doing it, who we're doing it for, and what our goal was in choosing to do it in the first place. And then we need to ask ourselves if the way we're approaching that task or relationship or work is really serving those goals. If not, it's time to make some changes. Burnout tells us that it's the only option is to really just settle and just keep going through the motions. But God doesn't want us to just settle for grinding our way through the day in our work or life or our relationships. Burnout is a sign that we're starting to settle and that we need to step back, give the situation to God, and ask him how he wants us to approach the work, the role, or the challenges in front of us. And if we do, his grace will bring the meaning, purpose, and joy back into everything we do. If that sounds good, give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
And I think it's important to really address right up front the way the world, and frankly, the way Satan wants us to react to burnout, is by trashing our lives. You know, oh, I don't feel any sense of satisfaction or meaning. I'm going to leave everything behind and restart. I'm just going to entirely change my life, go on some deep spiritual quest or change my entire career. And we see a lot of people doing that right now because I think the whole world is really dealing with some fatigue and burnout after everything we've been going through. But that's not God's way. God's way is gently prodding us and saying, look, I've put meaning into your life. I've given you a good path to go on. let's just shift you back, because you're kind of going off the shoulder of the road, as it were, and we don't want you to go off that cliff of just thinking you have to shift everything or blow up your life. Just let's adjust. Let's let God's mercy and grace into it, and let's make some changes that'll bring real meaningfulness and purpose into where God's put you.
877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Burnout equals effort minus meaning. And if that strikes a chord in your heart and you're thinking of a particular person or situation or challenge that you're just feeling burned out about dealing with, we are here to help you make the best of your efforts and enable you to experience the joy that comes from bringing meaning back into your life. You know, this past Sunday, the gospel, of course, was the multiplication of the loaves and fishes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a really wonderful thing that I take from that reading anytime I encounter it is the reminder that God can multiply our efforts just like he multiplies the loaves and the fishes if we bring them to him. In fact, this past weekend, Pope Francis's homily on the gospel was exactly that idea, that Jesus takes what little we give him and he consecrates it and enables us to do wonderful things, or we enable him to do wonderful things through us when we give him those little bits and skills and efforts that we make.
By opening our lives and our heart and our creative minds to what he wants to do and giving it to him rather than holding on to it and just saying, oh, it's awful, it's terrible, but at least I'll just hold on to this part. I'll just make what I can out of it, and either deciding we can make what we can out of it without God so that maybe one day we'll impress him, or leaving God out of it entirely because we're just feeling such a sense of darkness.
And that really is the key to overcoming burnout, being able to bring that back to God and ask him to consecrate those efforts and help us to approach those things in a more graceful, meaningful, effective way. Let us help you do that today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, you multiplied the loaves and the fishes, and you remind us through that miracle that when we give you the little bit we have to work with, whether that's our energy or our skills or our knowledge or our ability, you can consecrate those things, and your grace supplies whatever is missing in our lives. And so, Lord, we bring to you those people and situations and relationships and roles where we feel burned out, those situations where we feel that the effort we're making is not producing the fruit we want, is not having the desired effect. And we ask you to consecrate those situations, Lord, and pour your grace into our lives so that you can multiply our efforts and our effectiveness, just like you multiplied those loaves and fishes. We ask you to help us to have the wisdom, the patience, and the fortitude to continue to press on in those situations where we feel burned out, but to do it in a way that glorifies you, that produces fruit, and brings joy back into our lives. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled Fire, as we talk about burnout. And if burnout is getting the best of you in any part of your life or relationships, we want to help you break through and experience the joy and meaning that comes with God's grace. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Jerry, who's listening to EWTN Radio in New York.
Hi, Jerry. Welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out?
Yes, I have a problem between my son and his wife and my wife. What basically happened is in the beginning... What happened in the beginning was the...
Your GPS is interrupting you. Go ahead. So you're having a struggle with your son and his wife and you and your wife. So what can we help you with?
Okay, what basically happened, my wife had gotten like a cold sore on her lip.
Mm-hmm.
and my son's wife, she made a big thing out of it.
Okay.
So this has been going on for like about 4 or 5 years already.
Years?
So then they invited us over for Thanksgiving, and my wife, she cooked the whole nine yards, some nice soup and everything for the baby and all. Now, the baby turns around and gets sick and gets fever, like blisters all over, and gets like fevers all over the mouth and everything. And right away, the first one they pointed to her was my wife. And to this day, it's been nothing like a fight. I can't even see the kids.
So how long has it been since you've seen your grandkids?
Since November of this year.
Okay, and...
But this was all going on, like this started, you were saying, 4 or 5 years ago. So this isn't a heightened fear of...
She constantly kept ripping at it.
Okay, so this has no connection where she's in a heightened state because of COVID in New York or anything like that. This is...
Exactly. It's a bunch of baloney. And back and forth.
All right. So what I guess the question is, you know, and I don't know if you've asked this question, but you know, because you're dealing with a very emotional reaction here, and you're not going to be able to argue her out of it, or you know, kind of present an intellectual reason for you know solution to this. So the question you're going to need to ask is, look, you know, I understand that you're concerned that we're going to get your child sick. What is it that you need from us in order to feel comfortable, in order to feel safe?
Well, let's put it this way. My wife has very bad high blood pressure, and she gets very nervous. So my wife is trying to swallow it up. She calls his wife up, and she's crying on, my wife's crying on the phone, trying to apologize to her, and she even texts to her, oh, you don't mean it, because my wife feels she didn't do anything wrong. And...
Yeah, that's not
see,
really responding
here's,
to what I'm
here's
saying.
The deal, yeah, Jerry, okay. Is that I hear what you're saying. This is aggravating for you. You and your wife are both in a heightened state of emotion over this, justifiably. You know, you're very upset. You want to see your grandchildren and have a peaceful, happy, extended family. But when we get caught up in the, oh, I'm so sorry, and I don't, and she answers back, well, you don't really mean it, because what you're missing is what Greg just said. You have to stop the emotion, although it's hard, and just say to them simply, what can we do to help you feel comfortable with us being around the children and you guys again? We miss you. Tell us what we have to do so we can do it. You're putting the whole thing back in your daughter-in-law's lap in
and
a problem-solving way.
And if your wife is too emotional to handle it, then you talk to your son about it in the same way. Don't try to argue through this. This is an emotional problem. It's not going to have a reasonable or intellectual solution. You have to approach it from an emotional point of view where you're saying, I understand that you're upset. I understand that you're struggling. You know, I understand that you don't feel safe around us. What can we do to help you feel safe? You know, and that's going to require some humility on your part, and it's probably going to require you to do something that you think is silly or foolish or stupid or ridiculous. You know, but that's, you know, in charity, sometimes we do those things to accommodate each other and to show each other that we love each other, even though we can all be a little crazy sometimes. So ask your son, right? Start with your son. Ask your son, what is it that we need to do to help you feel comfortable and safe around us and know that we're doing everything that we can to show you that, you know, to keep your child safe and to keep you guys healthy.
And to keep all of your concerns and your wife's concerns in the forefront so we can take care of this. You have to be solution focused. If you go back to who did what and was she contagious and all of these other things, you're just going to get locked in a stalemate more and more and more.
And you won't see the kids.
Solution focused.
So, you know, and if they object, then they, well, you know, you just say, I understand you're upset with us, and I'm sorry that you feel like we haven't heard you before. What is it? Just then reset the conversation to, and what do we need to do to address those concerns? Because we've really heard you. Right? If you take that approach, Jerry, let us know what happens. If there's more we can do to support you, you know where to find us. We got to go to break. When we come back, we're continuing to take your calls about burnout today on More to Life. Burnout is effort minus meaning. So if you feel like you're working on some problem or challenge and it's just not paying off, or just some relationship or role that you have is just not giving you the satisfaction or joy you're looking for, let us help you find ways to approach that in a more effective, graceful way so that you can bring that joy and meaning back into your life. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your questions coming up right after the break.
Brought to you by the nonprofit Seton Home Study.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Guerrendi here. My wife and I have used Seton Home curriculum for our homeschooling. One of the great things about it, you learn about your faith, not just in religion, but history and English and science and reading. Their curriculum uses saints as role models. I don't think they've used me yet. Children are prepared to rationally explain and defend their faith. It permeates the instruction. You want to give your kids not only a top-notch education, but an understanding of their faith as it permeates the subjects that matter in their lives. I don't know if there's too much better than Seton Home schooling. We used it a lot. You are the best teacher for all of that. Let Seton get right beside you and give you the material you need. Go to setonhome.org. setonhome.org.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Ray. My latest book, Jesus, the Master Psychologist, Listen to Him, talks about how Jesus was 2,000 years ahead of modern enlightened psychology. If he's God, he knows the absolute best way to live, whether psychology agrees or whether it doesn't. Go to AveMariaRadio.net to get your copy. Jesus will tell you the best way to live.
This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile, a proud partner of Ave Maria Radio for over 15 years. Charity Mobile is the pro-life cell phone company and has sent nearly $2 million to thousands of pro-life charities. 4G LTE coverage is available nationwide, and 5% of your monthly plan price goes to your favorite pro-life charity. A video introduction is available at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile, everyday living, effortless giving. CharityMobile.com.
Welcome back. We're so glad to be with you today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today we are talking about burnout on our show titled Fire. Are you feeling burned down or worn out about dealing with a particular problem or challenge in your life, or an entire relationship with a specific person, or for that matter, a role that you play, or even your spiritual life? Look, the reality is, burnout is effort minus meaning. So if there's some part of your life where you're putting a whole lot of effort out there and you're just not getting anything back, and you're tired of it, we're here to help you approach it from a more graceful angle and get the joy and meaning that's been missing in that part of your life. Let's talk it out together. The number is 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Justine, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Ohio.
Hey, Justine. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi. Thank you. Well, I was listening to the start of your talk here, and it was like, okay, yeah, burnout probably is how I'm feeling.
Sweetie, what's going on?
I am a mother of three young kids. And
what are their ages?
I've got twin 2-year-old and a 7-month-old.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. How do you even get the energy to sound so energetic on the phone? So let's just talk about the fact that I wish I could give you a giant hug right now, because you have every right to be burned out. That's a lot required from a mother, emotionally, spiritually, and definitely physically. So what's happening? Wow, what can we help you with?
Thank you to say that. My husband is a very hard worker, and this season is like particularly full for us. He farms, and it's like harvesting right now, and it's important for us to embrace like as much time on the weekends as we can, like as a family, because like the week goes by so quick, and then Saturdays are real full too, and then Sundays are pretty much like the only day we have for like time together and to like just kind of relax.
Right, sure.
But what that means is like then I don't have as much time to do like the work around the house, and you know, it's a matter of like fitting all that in during the week. And then you know, when it comes, sorry.
Oh, don't you dare be sorry. You just talk any way you need to, and if you need to cry, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. I probably do. I'm a crier anyhow, so. So when it comes on Mondays, it's always, like, the hardest, because it's like, you know, it's like I got to have a nice relaxing time on Sunday, but then it's like the reality sets in of, like, you know, okay, all the work. You know, trying to get back on track.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. I'm happy. Thank you. Sorry.
Have you talked about this with your husband at all yet? And what's his reaction to it?
Yeah, and we do. And he was wonderful for me. He really, you know, he helps like create a list of like, you know, what can help kind of boost my mood, and then that way it's like I've got a go-to of, you know, things to do, like whether it's, you know, putting on music during the day or listening to certain podcasts or, you know, just things that will help me kind of.
But in terms of him giving you more support, I mean, is he open to helping you in those ways?
Yes. I think in theory he wants to help. Oh, I hear music.
That's okay. That's all right. Well, that's so you okay. Just hang on over the break.
Okay.
We're going to bring you back. We'll ask you that question again and a couple other questions, and then we'll have some things for you. But just hang on, and we'll talk with you when we come back after these messages, Justine. Thank you. And we're talking about burnout today on More to Life as we help you find ways to bring joy and meaning back into those challenging areas of your life or relationships. More to Life will be back right after this.
Step away from the turmoil of the day. In A Holy Hour with Mother Angelica, you'll find lessons that touch every aspect of our relationship with God and our neighbor. These meditations and prayers will help you turn to Jesus in your everyday life. A Holy Hour with Mother Angelica from EWTN Publishing, now available at EWTNRC.com or call 1-800-854-6316.
Father Benedict Groeschel.
I'm operating on the gifts of the Holy Spirit when I don't feel well, even when I'm annoyed, when I'm down and out. During my recovery from an automobile accident, immense numbers of people wrote to me and sent me emails, 50,000. And they told me how helpful they thought my talks on EWTN were to them. I'm delighted. But I want you to know, I'm nobody's fool. The talks that were helpful, the sentences that were helpful, the phrases that were helpful, came from the Holy Spirit. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. And the Styrofoam packaging came from me. I did that. And Styrofoam doesn't amount to very much.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
We need EWTN Radio for the reason that Mother Angelica founded this entire enterprise. She always saw this as a spiritual growth network. It was to be an enterprise in media that reached people in all aspects of their life. She saw this as a holistic approach to reaching the whole person in the middle of the world and bringing them truth and life.
Raymond Arroyo thinks Catholic radio is important. So should you.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popcheck. Many new parents approach Greg and I with questions about techniques to be successful parents. But this is the wrong attitude. Remember, your baby is not a machine. There's no operating manual for parenthood. Every parent needs to learn the language their baby speaks in order to create a positive, trust-filled relationship that is optimal for his or her emotional, spiritual, and physical development. The language of baby consists of touch, cuddles, and intensive FaceTime. By speaking this language, you are telling your baby, come close to me, learn from me, let me teach you what the world means and what it means to be you. There are supporting actions such as baby wearing and breastfeeding, but most important is your attitude. You brought this little person into the world. The best gift that you can give them is a willingness to give yourself in self-donative love. For more ways to build a positive relationship with your child, visit us at moretoliferadio.com.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, we're talking about burnout. And burnout is effort minus meaning. You know, if you feel like you're putting a whole lot of energy and effort out there and you're just not getting back what you want to get, or things aren't working out the way you wish they would, then that situation could be an opportunity for burnout. Let us help you approach it in a more effective, graceful way to bring the joy and meaning back into that part of your life. Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. Before the break, we were talking with Justine from Columbus, who is a mom with three small kids. There are two 2-year-old twins and a 7-month-old. And she's feeling burned out, understandably. Hey, Justine, you still with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
I'm great. So glad you're with us. And just to make sure our listeners are up to date, her husband is a farmer. So this time of year is intense. This is a, you know, before dawn till after dusk kind of situation right now. So you don't feel like you have as much access to him. And you also feel like he needs rest on the weekend as well. And you're just waking up on Monday mornings kind of feeling crushed. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So before the break, I asked you and you started to answer, but then you heard the music. You said he helps you try to come up with a list of things you can do to feel better and approach your day better. But whenever I asked you, you know, is he willing or able to give you more practical support? You said, well, in theory, and then we sort of trailed off. So
what breaks down after the theory?
I think it's just, it kind of sets in, you know, his tiredness and his desire to like do things with the family and have that time where we can all spend together. And so it's kind of like a pull and tug from like just kind of wanting to help me, but then also knowing that and rightfully so, he knows that like to help me is to, you know, spend intentional, like fun time with the children and with him. And it does help me in the moment, but I think it's maybe.
Well, what kinds of things? What kind of practical things would be helpful for you that you're feeling like that? Either you're feeling guilty asking him for, or that he's not been sure how to provide that support for.
Having like more time to myself to either like to work, you know, on like the house, or just even to be like alone and either like read, or, you know, it's like self-care sort of stuff.
Yes.
So are you saying that you don't ask for that, or you're saying that he's reluctant to provide it?
No, I think it's a mix. I think I ask for it, he wants to provide it, and then it's kind of like when the day all happens, it's like I don't ask stronger, or I, you know, it's like not like a. Like
well,
a
and am I right to say part of you doesn't even want to go take that because you have him there and you're enjoying spending time with him and the kids. So absenting yourself from that just feels awful, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And the other part of this is it's kind of happening on the fly, right? And so, you know, you're in the moment trying to figure out what do I need. And how do I communicate it? And, you know, things are all just moving, you know, all the plates are spinning.
And we often feel as moms when we're in this situation, I can very much feel what you're going through, Justine, is that you're waiting for that moment on a Sunday afternoon or a Saturday afternoon. And you're thinking, as soon as I can see where everybody's doing great, I'll sneak away to read a book or scrub the bathtub or clean out my closet or whatever that is. And the moment never comes because you do feel good being connected with your kids and your husband and being a family. So you don't want to sneak away because you're looking, as Greg said, on the fly, where if maybe we got this worked out so you knew, okay, you know, on Sunday at this particular time, I will let this go because I'm going to go off and do this thing that will make me feel better today. If it's planned in, sometimes we don't feel as odd about walking away.
Yeah, so there are two rituals that I want to... Now, what rituals are is they are... they're not just things you do every once in a while. They're planned, expected, set-aside times where X happens, right? And so you need to create rituals that give you that sense of order in your home that plan out the kind of time that Lisa was just talking about. So, for example, on Thursday night or Friday morning or sometime before the weekend, you're sitting down with your husband and you have a talk ritual where you plan the weekend. And you say, okay, you know, we're all tired this weekend. What do we need to do to get the rest that we need to be able to get the family time we want and for me to get a little bit of self-care time? Let's actually map this out. And you make a schedule. You actually make a plan where you, you know, ahead of time, plot out where you're going to get those needs met. Right. So you've created this talk ritual before the weekend happens that enables you to make a plan where you explicitly say, you know, there's the rest that we both need. There's the family time we both want. And then there's also some self-care stuff and maybe also some resetting the house time that I need to get, you know, either out for my own or some help from you with. OK,
well, and I want to talk about that before that we let her go.
So yeah. That's the second ritual. All right. The second ritual that we're going to recommend to you is the idea of resetting the house together with your husband the night before.
Yes, and I want you to do this every night of the week because I'll tell you what, Justine, if you guys do it and the two-year-olds can kind of come alongside and be helping with some of this,
they won't
be
helpful, but they'll be learning how to help.
And in a lot of ways, they will be, because if you have like a specific toy box or whatever, and you're saying, all right, guys, we're resetting the kitchen and the family room or wherever you guys are, you know, have your high traffic areas where you spend the most time before we go to bed every single night. But yes, especially Sundays, because we all have a tendency to let these routines go on the weekend. And you are saying, everybody together, we're going to take 15 minutes, an hour, whatever it's going to take. But you say, we're going to make sure the kitchen is tidy, the sink's cleaned out, the counters are cleaned off. We handle where you are with the kids most of the time. So the toys are picked up. The baby is either asleep or in a carrier, and you're working along together.
It's a family work ritual, okay? So you have that talk ritual before the weekend starts, but then you're creating also this work ritual where each evening, but especially on Sunday nights, you and your husband either do it alone after the kids are in bed or even with the kids before you take them up, where you're working together to reset the house for the morning, emptying the dishwasher, folding the blankets on the couch, you know, fluffing the pillows, whatever it is you need to do.
That's going to set that room to not pristine, but unless that works for you in that short amount of time that you're setting aside, but so that you walk down in the morning and if somebody showed up at your door, you wouldn't feel like your house was a disaster and you'll have that, okay, I'm sort of on top of this feeling when you wake up Monday morning.
Yeah, and this is not, you know, an hour cleaning the whole house kind of thing. This is 15 minutes.
It's tidy, where everything is just wiped down and all the nonsense is out of your line of sight.
The thing is, I mean, it's great to come up with a list of little things you can do to make your day a little more, but sometimes those lists really don't work all that well.
And especially at your stage, Justine, I want to say, you know, I think it's lovely that you're like, oh, I can listen to a podcast. Well, unless you get all three kids down for a nap, you're feeling like I'm missing something. I'm going to miss what they're saying to me, or I'm not going to hear if they need me. It's very hard at your stage. It's fine at like my stage where, you know, my youngest is a teenager now, that I can listen to a podcast while I clean out my closet or scrub my floor. That's easy. But
when
with
you have
babies
three kids
and toddlers,
under three, it's never gonna happen.
That's a very different thing to try to do. And that, the fact that that's hard for your stage is going to then feed into your sense of, I'm never going to get on top of this. I can't do anything for myself. Because what you're trying to do isn't working with the age and stage that you're at. So we're talking about setting routines of talking with your husband about what you really need to do to keep up with the house. One of the other things in that nighttime routine, get a load of laundry in the washer. Don't put it on if it's going to wake anybody up, but get it there. So first thing in the morning, you put the soap in, you turn it on, it's going, and you know you've gotten that accomplished for the morning, and you can just move on from there. Or he can start it before he goes out to the farm. But you know you've got something going in process. The other thing that I want to say, and this is very important, we're talking about the fact that meaningfulness is what keeps us from being burnt out. And I want to say this clearly, Justine. The most meaningful thing that you can do is connect with those little ones all day long, because you are raising people who are eternal. You are raising people who are going to go on forever. That sink is going to get full of dishes again. That floor is going to get sticky again. Whether you're, you know, at this age or 108, that stuff happens, and it doesn't last forever. But your children last forever. And it's okay to say, you know what? I should be doing such and such, but no, I'm going to sit on the floor and play blocks with them while I nurse the baby.
And that doesn't mean you let your house fall down around you, but what it does mean is that you have a real conversation with your husband about what help you might need in addition to this, you know, either from him or from somebody else, or what you're willing to let go together. Because the most important thing really is raising your kids. So, Justine, I hope that this will get you started. We do offer actually additional tips in our books, Then Comes Baby, which is all about parenting from birth to three. Our book, Parenting Your Kids with Grace, talks more about this kind of balance as well. We can also join our Facebook group, Catholic Home Family Discipleship, which is a group that really talks about how to create that graceful, peaceful home environment that we all want. You just go on Facebook and ask to become part of the group. We'd love to have you there.
It's a great community where you can actually ask these questions, even to other parents of multiples, which would be helpful. And the one other resource I'm going to give you is The Corporal Works of Mommy, which I wrote. It's a teeny tiny book, slides right into your diaper bag, and connects you deeply with the spirituality of being a mom, how all these things that you do all day, feeding your kids, getting them that drink of water, nursing that baby, getting them dressed for the 900th time after the diaper blowout, really is a deep spiritual walk. And it'll show you how to do that. And it's really easy to get through, even for really exhausted moms of young ones.
You can check out those titles at CatholicCounselors.com. And once again, that was The Corporal Works of Mommy, Then Comes Baby, and Parenting with Grace. They're all available at CatholicCounselors.com and the Facebook group Catholic Home. That's spelled H-O-M for Households on Mission. Just go to Facebook and check it out. We'd love to have you there. And if there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out again. 877-573-7825 is the number to call with your questions about those areas in your life where you feel burned out. That is, you're putting out a whole lot of effort, but it's just not having the effect that you're looking for, or giving you the joy that you want. How do you approach it in a different, more graceful and effective way? 877-573-7825. And as we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31.
But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength.
And that's really what we're talking about today here.
It is.
You know, it's not about powering through on your own. It's not about, you know, just pouring out more effort after bad. It's really about stepping back and asking the Lord how he wants you to approach this situation in a way that will actually give him glory, really work for the ultimate good of everyone involved, and help you be your best self too. To step back and stop doing the same thing over and over again and burning yourself down and wearing yourself to a nub, and instead consecrating that moment to God, saying, Lord, how do you want me to respond to this in a way that will actually bring me joy, that will actually help me feel like this is meaningful work, that I can be effective? Help me. And that is what waiting on the Lord means, and that is how he will renew your strength. That's Isaiah 40, 31. When we come back, we're continuing to take your calls about burnout today on More to Life. How do we approach those situations where we feel like we're pouring out a lot of effort without a whole lot of meaning behind it? Let us help you approach those situations in a more graceful, joyful, and effective way. 877-573-7825. More to Life. We'll be back with your questions right after the break.
More to Life is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 80% of the referral check to Ave Maria Radio and Students for Life. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Father Benedict Groeschel.
I want to welcome you
if you're not familiar with the wonderful world of the gifts of the Holy Spirit? What will America become if it makes it impossible for the Holy Spirit to work here because of untruth and self-indulgence and paganism? This is not just a nice discussion of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, because I'm going to discuss what happens when people make it impossible to be prudent, just, or honest, or brave, or courageous, or reverent. When people make that impossible, what a terrible thing they do not only to themselves, but to our society.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, then follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back. We're so glad to be with you today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. And today on More to Life, we're talking about burnout on our show titled Fire. If you feel burned down because of burnout, we are here to help you find graceful ways to approach those challenges, those relationships, those situations that are wearing you down. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Sue, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Massachusetts.
Hi there, Sue. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Thank you. Well, this is like a problem that started a couple of years ago. My son and his dad love dogs. So,
sorry, Sue,
I'm
you broke up.
Up a little bit, Sue. Can you restate that?
Okay, hold on one second. See if I can. Sue? Yeah, is that better?
That's much
it may
better.
Be. Let's give it a shot.
So your son and his wife love dogs? Is that what you said?
They love dogs. They don't have kids, so they have a dog.
Okay.
So a couple of years ago, it was a rescue. First time the dog left their home after a few months was to our house. And I am kind of like a neat nick, and the dog was peed and pooped in the house. It was in the winter, in November. Like, oh! So I'm not crazy about dogs and shit anyway. Yeah, I know it's probably very selfish, but he won't do that anymore, supposedly. But I don't really want the dog in my house.
So what's the problem, Sue?
The problem is, am I being selfish, not wanting that dog there? He's also allowed to get on the couch, and he has kind of the run of the house if it's available to him, most of it. And the problem is my selfishness for not wanting to have the dog come.
Well, let me ask you this, Sue. You know, mom to mom here, okay?
Yep.
I think your choice of the word selfish is interesting, because I know as a mom, if I'm going to be truly selfish about something, I'm going to want my family around me. And I might be discomforted by having my kid's dog in the house. It might make me uncomfortable. It might make me cringe a little bit. But overall, if I was going to be honest with myself, the thing that would serve me best is a relationship with my kid and my kid-in-law, with whatever that took to get there.
Yeah.
So which would serve you better? Just saying, okay, fine, I just don't need these people in my life because I'd rather be this solitary person with a clean house? Or to say, no, I really...
Go ahead. They're still in my life. They're still in my life. But it just puts it because I don't want to...
Well, you said they're not coming over.
Not much. They're not really, not together. So my son might come and stay a night without... the dog.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what we're saying, though. I mean,
yeah,
if it's limiting your
relationship.
You have to look at what your priority is. Okay, it's not a matter of so much of selfishness; it's a matter of priority. What's really more important to you? Are you comfortable with the relationship being what it is, or do you want to take it deeper? And if so, you're going to have to make some concessions on this. I mean, because that's what the relationship's going to require from you.
Now, I will say this, Sue. If your gut instinct is to say, nope, I'd rather be kind of on my own with a limited relationship with my son and his wife in my clean house, I'm going to challenge you to take that right to the tabernacle, to God, and say, Lord, this doesn't seem to add up with what the theology of the body teaches us, which is we're made for a community of love. And by saying the house and the cleanliness of the house just is what you want to hold on to, you may be cutting out the Holy Spirit in ways in your life that would lead you into deeper relationship with your son, with his wife, with God, who might want to heal some of that control that we as women who love our homes often want to have. So really taking it to God and saying, Lord, are you asking me to grow here and deeper in love, move out of my comfort zone so that I can be more self-donative and get more out of this relationship and also be a good witness to my son and daughter-in-law as to what it takes to be in relationship, which means, you know, challenging our comfort zones a bit. So really ask yourself that question and bring it to God and say, Lord, are you really challenging me here? Because I don't think anything that we ever do that puts a block of anything, unless it's for the good of another person, is really a good idea for us. And I don't think saying your dog can't be in my house is actually necessarily working for your son's
good. And look, and it's fine to set, you know, it's fine to work with them to set some kind of limits or whatever about, you know, when the dog's there or whatever. But that first has to start with an openness that you don't currently have. And I'm going to ask you to really reflect on the gospel story of Mary and Martha. You know, Martha was all about doing the things for the house. And, you know, she was telling herself, I'm being a great hostess by making the meal and keep, you know, cleaning everything up. And she was getting mad at Mary for not helping her out. But Mary was choosing relationship. And so, you know, having the clean house, having, you know, things just so, it's not meant to be just about the things. It's meant to facilitate the relationship, right? So you have a right to have a clean home. You have a right to have rules and order and all that. But all of that has to serve relationship. When it gets in the way of the relationship, then it's disordered, right? And so you're going to need to find ways to open up more than you currently do, even while you protect what's important to you. So it's not so much a matter of being selfish. It's a matter of not being as relationship-oriented as you need to be. Sue, thanks so much for the call, and I hope that these suggestions will help heal your relationship with your son and daughter-in-law. We have time to squeeze one more in. Let's see what we can do here.
Let's talk with Carrie, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio.
Hi, Carrie. Just a couple minutes, but we wanted to get your question in. What's going on?
Hey, good to talk to y'all. I am a mom of three, ages 9, 7, and 4, wife. I'm a full-time teacher. I also have a part-time job that's more of a service job. It's not really a big income job.
And Carrie, because of time, we want to get to your question. It sounds like you got a lot on your plate.
What's going on?
Of course. So during the school year, my husband is gone 4 months out of the school year. So I'm pretty much single mom during
that
time.
What's he doing?
He works for a company, so he is out of town all week long, comes home on the weekends.
Okay.
So I'm trying to find balance. I've been trying for 2 years, and it seems like I lose myself in the springtime.
Well, two things here. We're going to try to help you out in the time we have, but I really invite you to give us a call tomorrow so we can really, you know, get to the heart of this as well. But let's try to give you what we can while we have time.
Well, what I would suggest to you to start with is I want you to track the times that go better than other times. I want you to actually write it down. Not necessarily the things that you think make it go better, but the things that attend a better day. So you have a better day, you feel less burned out, you feel a little more energy, you feel a little more happier. What's going on that day? Did you get a little more sleep? Did you eat a little more protein? Did you get more time with this person or to do that thing? Write those things down and then start to intentionally add them to your life. You're looking for what we call the differences that make the difference. and you want to start intentionally programming them into your day and leaning into those things. If you could add just even one tiny thing, like you might say at first, well, gee, I can't think of anything that makes me feel good. Well, what happens on the days where you feel a little less bad? Okay, if you can even identify one tiny thing that makes you feel a little less bad every week, at the end of the month, you got four things that are maybe making you feel good, right? So the point is, you start by organically looking at the things that just happen spontaneously in days that go better, writing those differences that make the difference down, then leaning into those things by programming them into the next day intentionally on your schedule, so you're building a healthier, more balanced, better life based on the stuff that's actually going on, not just from some random list you got from a book or that somebody suggested to you. So that's all the time we've got. If you want more suggestions, feel free to call us back. We can unpack it a little bit more, but I think that's going to get you pretty far, Carrie, and I hope that will give you the answers you're looking for. With that, we got to head out of here. Check out more resources at CatholicCounselors.com to help you battle back against burnout.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.